2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great. University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
BYU football getting ready to take on the Idaho State Bengals. It's senior day for BYU, and joining me now is BYU senior defensive back Sawyer Powell. And Sawyer, I remember you coming out of high school, class of 2012, I believe, and you had one of the best spark scores, I think, in the country. It was one of the best scores I've seen. Is it crazy now to, from that moment as a high school recruit, one of the top athletes out west, to now approaching senior day for your final home game as a BYU Cougar?
Yeah, it is crazy. I mean, looking back on that, it feels like a whole different life. It was almost 8 years ago. and it's cool to look back at those, you know, numbers or whatever. But, you know, body's not the same. Gone through a lot over 8 years. But, yeah, no, I'm just happy for the experience I've had.
What have been some of those things that some of the highs and maybe some of the lows that you've gone through all these years here at BYU?
You know, I think the high for sure was starting against Tennessee, having that whole game, having eight tackles there, just playing with the guys, being out there in that environment. I think that was really, you know, the highlight of my whole time at BYU. And, you know, the lows were definitely basically every time you get injured. You know, every time you get injured, you know, and you see all the guys out there and you just want to be out there and be playing the game. But, you know, you have to take it slow and get your body back.
How many injuries did you go through in your career?
I mean, big injuries. I just had one surgery. It was my back surgery, but I pulled my hamstrings six or seven times, pulled my groin, broke my hand one time. And a few other things, concussions, I've had a few. So just kind of the normal stuff I think a lot of guys go through. But
take us back to why you did choose BYU coming out of high school. Now, you said it was a different another lifetime ago, but take us back to why you chose BYU, and has it lived up to those expectations?
Yeah, it's it's been a great experience for me. I came because I really liked the football program. You know, Coach Menhall, I liked his intensity. He was a guy that I really wanted to play for. I liked the culture also. I was coming from Washington where, you know, we had a couple hundred LDS kids at my school, actually, but I just thought it'd be cool to, you know, be surrounded by, you know, the LDS culture, see what that was like. But, you know, a combination of those two things, and over the time that I've been here, I really have enjoyed, you know, every moment that I've had. I've made a lot of good friends. I think this team really becomes your family over 8 years. You know, you come to really love the guys and love the bonds that you make. So
I'm glad you bring that up, because a lot of guys on the team this year, when they speak about maybe some of the characteristics compared to some other years, they always speak to kind of the closeness of this team. It seems like everyone tends to, you know, get along with one another away from the field. Is that kind of a fair assessment, that the closeness of this group kind of highlights this team?
Yeah, I think you know, there are definitely still groups on the team, but I think in general everybody's really inclusive. You know, I think I just have a lot more friends on the team this year than I had you know, in the past, and people just, like, you know, people just get along really well. It's just a fun environment.
Remind us again, because you got medically approved from the NCAA to play this year, seventh year. Is that correct?
Yeah, it was after the Washington game last.
And was it kind of when you got that clearance? Was it was it nice to know you had a coach like in Kalani that wanted you to come back? Because some coaches might have said, just, you know, move forward, graduate, move on. Was it nice to know that you still had a spot on the team and you were making a difference right away?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. It was a lot of fun. I think Kalani knew how much, you know, football meant to me and how much it had really brought just energy and life to my life, to my situation at the time. And, you know, he's a guy who really cares about his players and he wants to help them out. And so, yeah, when he knew that there was an opportunity for me to come back, I think it was really cool for me to have him, you know, back me up and encourage me to come out and play another year.
What are some of your goals after BYU? Are you going to give it a go at the pro day coming up in the spring and after BYU's all over?
I don't think that I am going to pursue pro day. It's going to kind of depend. I'm looking at a few different job opportunities. You know, the NFL has always been something that, you know, I wanted to do. But after a while, the toll that it takes on your body, I'm trying to reduce some current nerve pain and things like that. So I'm just grateful for the experience I had.
Is it great to be at a place like BYU where you got a coach and a staff that are about, hey, it's more to life than just football? Does this place sometimes give you that perspective, like, hey, football's great, love it, have undying passion for it, but at the same time, there's more to life, we can succeed in other areas?
Yeah, for sure. They're still really intense. You know, they encourage all of us to set those high goals, go to the NFL, things like that. But at the same time, they do a really good job of recognizing, you know, the importance of family and the future in other areas like academics and job.
Who are some of the young guys in the safety room that maybe fans should be aware of, you know, next year and beyond? Because I know you and Austin, you know, moving forward, you know, Austin, people tend to forget he's only, what, like a couple weeks younger or a couple months younger than you. Who are some of the young guys in the safety room that people should know about in future years?
Hayden, I think Hayden, he's an athlete. He's a really good athlete. And
he started against Utah.
Yeah, he did start against Utah. And he's developing in the safety position. And as he has more time in the off season to continue to develop and work closely with Preston, I think Preston will be able to get him right and help him to make those big plays that I think he can make. And Malik's a really good athlete, and he's a competitor. So I'm excited to see what happens with him. And you know, we have other young guys in the room who are athletes, and I'm just excited to see how they develop. But
last thing for me, and talking with Sawyer Powell here on KSL News Radio, what are you expecting that the emotions to be going through Lavelle Edwards Stadium one more time as a BYU football player?
Yeah, it's going to be hard, you know, for sure. It's hard for all the seniors after you've spent so much time here, dedicated so much time and you know, dedicated your body and everything to the game. And you know, that stadium, being in front of the fans and everything, it's just an experience that, you know, you're never going to have again. So it's going to be hard. But yeah, I'm happy for the experience.
Well, Sawyer, thanks for the time and congrats on your career here at BYU, and look forward to seeing you and the rest of the defense finish out strong this season.
Thank you.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.